How are you, Dan?
I'm well, Rebecca. Greg's date's going well. Good luck to him.
You don't have a hot date tonight.
I'm actually at a charity cricket match. I live in Kyneton, which is northwest Victoria. A young girl tragically died in a boating accident up here, and the community has got behind her and her family, Courtney Keaston, her family and her mother, Jodie Keaston. We've had a few celebrities, Karen Rolton, former Australian women's cricketer, and also Mel Jones and Bryce McGowan, who played one test for Australia. Scott McGrory, Olympic gold medalist in cycling in the Madison at the 2000 Olympics, were among the celebrities, and they needed yours truly to make up the numbers. So they had a lovely afternoon. So it's been fantastic. We've raised plenty of money, and now starting to settle in and watch the footy for the evening and get ready for a big weekend of sport, Rebecca.
Well, I don't want to get in the way of you doing that too quickly, but you do need to take us through what's happening in sport this week and coming up. So, you know, we're into NRL season, all eyes on the Storm this weekend, and Roosters and Sea Eagles game is underway. What can we expect from both of those contests?
Well, I think the Roosters and Sea Eagles will be close. I think they're going to be two of the teams that will be there when the whips are cracking. They've had pretty good starts to the year. It's hard to win the title in the NRL 2 years in a row, even though the Storm dominated. We know, of course, they had a couple of titles stripped from their involvement in the salary cap breaches a few years ago. But if you have one good year in the NRL, it doesn't necessarily entitle you to another good one. But I would expect Manly and the Roosters to be there when the whips are cracking much later in the year. So I think we'll see a high-quality match. I think with the Melbourne Storm, it's a big game to get behind Jordan McLean. He's not playing. He's been stood down. He'll face the judiciary this week after his spear tackle, of course, which has seen young Alex McKinnon of Newcastle. We hope he and his family are okay. Of course, he suffered what appears to be some spinal damage there. And I mean, that's the big issue in rugby league and sort of taking the gloss of what's happening on the field. At the end of the day, it is just sport, and we are worried, obviously, about the injury to Alex McKinnon, and that's been a real issue for the Melbourne Storm. And Newcastle, Rebecca, are probably under the pump too because they're under extreme pressure considering Alex McKinnon and the fact they haven't won a game yet. And the club have rallied behind him and his family, and that's going to be a real test for them. They play the other team that hasn't won yet, the Sharks, on the weekend, and we know that they've had a difficult start because of the supplement saga of last year, which also played the Essendon Football Club in the AFL. So that's a match to watch between the two teams yet to have a win on the weekend.
And on to the other code, AFL, Essendon versus Hawthorn. What can we expect in that contest? What players should we be looking out for who might have excelled?
Well, with Hawthorn, I think they've got a great midfield, but they're such a well-coached, well-drilled team. And last week, I don't think they were very impressive against Brisbane, but they won. And they won by 8 goals. And they're just a terrific side, very professional side. With Essendon, again, they've had the James Heard saga this week. The club are hoping that it's been put to bed. And if it's not put to bed, James Heard won't coach Essendon next year, simple as that. They played really well under adversity last week. Mark Thompson's an excellent coach. Two teams that hate each other. It'll be a huge rivalry. And, look, I think that it's a match where the Bombers can really push the Hawks, but I still think the Hawks are a better side. And It's a fascinating weekend we've got. It's the first full weekend of the AFL. Gold Coast play St Kilda tomorrow. One of those teams will be undefeated after 2 rounds. And you could have had any money you liked. That was going to happen at the start of the year. And then Collingwood and Sydney, both without a win. They did double tomorrow night.
Poor Swans.
They need to improve, Rebecca. They need to improve their form couple of weeks ago against GWS was dreadful.
So if you could give the Swans one tip, you know, about how to improve form, what would it be? What would you like to see happen?
Not being so focused on Buddy Franklin, but the problem is...
That's right, it's not all about Buddy, is it?
Well, it's not. And, I mean, he's trying to hose it down. I mean, there's been some issues during the week that he's got himself into a bit of trouble, that he's had an unruly influence on some of the players, that he doesn't have the Bloods culture that has made Sydney such a great team for the best part of a decade, that picking him up was a bad move, that one of the teammates, Dan Hannabury, has got out of control of it, and he's taken Buddy's car and he's crashed it. Buddy's attitude to him, Rebecca, was, well, Hannes doesn't know how to drive properly. So, look, he's trying to hose it down. The club's trying to hose it down, but he needs to perform. The problem is, we thought at the start of the year that he was going to perform in a forward line that would have Kurt Tippett and Adam Goods. They're both injured and expected to be on the sidelines for a long time, and we know that Buddy is a match winner, but at Hawthorn he had plenty of support. At this stage, he's doing it on his own, so he needs to get a bit more support. And I'm there tomorrow for grandstand, looking forward to it. I think that Sydney will need to get a bit more support for Buddy Franklin if they're to kick a winning score against Collingwood, who, as we know, poor in the first game, but always played pretty well against Sydney at the Olympic Stadium.
And finally, any predictions? Australia plays the West Indies in cricket. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, they need to improve their batting. They rely too much on Glenn Maxwell and also Aaron Finch in the match where they lost to Pakistan. If they don't win, they're out of contention, I would have thought. I mean, that would be two losses and it's too far back. So their bowling was disappointing too. Pakistan made 191. They need to improve their fielding. So basically, when it comes to cricket, their fielding, batting and bowling was pretty poor. They need to improve that by about 30%. I don't think T20 is their game. Their record at the World Cup's not great. So they've got a lot of work to do. And the West Indies, who are a pretty poor team nowadays, they see T20 cricket as their game. So they've certainly improved there.
I remember the Windies in the 70s and the early 80s. Miss them. Dan Lonergan, thank you so much for catching us up on sport.
My pleasure, Rebecca. Anytime.